still number one in vibes.
That's right. It's a 7:22. Your favorites are on your radio, the NSK and Shaquan. But we're not alone. No, we're not. Shaquan, we've got royalty in our presence today,
yes,
isn't it? Please do us the honors, Shaquan.
Right. So this morning we're going to be having a conversation with someone who's going to fill your cup in so many ways. One, two, she's going to remind you that just a gentle reminder that nobody's coming to save you unless you put in the work. And then also that being a stubborn dreamer at times is exactly what you need to achieve what it is that you want for yourself. She's going to remind you that sometimes you got to fall 50 times and get up again because you never know when you're going to sit on that throne. We do have our newly crowned Miss Namibia 2025, Johanna Sorbwe. I know, very important people. She's in studio with us this morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Girl, you smell expensive.
Oh, child. Yeah. I'm Miss Namibia, aren't I?
Is that you? Period.
Look, man, it's just a certain glow up. You can see it, man, Shaquan.
Yeah.
You can see it. It really is an honor to have you here, Johanna, in studio with us.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I just like to start off by saying, Shaquan, you know, personally, especially someone that's in the industry, I've seen Johanna for so many years.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, we may not know each other on that level, but you know, when you just see someone's journey from far,
you acknowledge it,
you see it, and you're like, Exinio Macy, Exinio, and look at where you are right now.
Absolutely.
So from that aspect, I would really want to say, yo, bro, I'm proud, bro, that you didn't give up. You kept on working. You kept on pushing.
You kept on,
if there's any negative thought or any naysayers or any haters, you just, you elevate 10 times more.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do that, bro. Like some of us give up. Yeah. So I'm proud of you, and I'm so happy for your winnings, Macy.
No, we're very, very proud of you, man. And I just want to, because like I was having this conversation with a friend of mine about how, you know, that table will be prepared for you in the presence of your enemies. And your timing is not always the right timing, right? So having being a second runner-up 6 years ago to being crowned the Miss Namibia 2025, how do you think God prepared you for this throne?
Oh, he put me
or
through the
work. Or should I say
work.
The crown?
Yes. He put me through the work.
Yeah.
I really had to experience the world, firstly, because after becoming the second runner-up, I went on to get signed in Cape Town. So I started my international modeling career from Miss Namibia.
Yeah.
Really, that platform boosted me to become an international model.
Yeah, yeah.
So I worked up until 2023. I was a full-time international model while pursuing my studies on distance.
I'm so mesmerized.
No, I know. Because she can't also just like run through that and I'm becoming an international. What do you mean?
What do you mean, girl?
I mean, it is what I do. So that platform really elevated me in terms of following my dreams. And that's the first time I realized that writing down my dreams and being consistent in pursuing my dreams, it really does make the dreams come true.
Because
the agency that I was signed to was the agency I wrote down in my book as my ideal agency before I even started with Miss Namibia. No kidding.
No
I can
way.
Bring the book out. I have the receipts.
Yeah. Are you serious?
Literally. Because 2019 was the year I decided to pursue my dreams.
Yeah.
So in 2018, I stopped my studies in social work and I was kind of just like, you know what? I'm going to take on the world and let my inner self lead me to where I'm supposed to be. Because I'm very passionate about helping people. That's why I decided to study social work. But at some point in my life, I realized that I can't be an office person. And I also needed to just follow my gut feelings all the time.
So
when I decided that, I was like, okay, international modeling, let's try and pursue that. So I wrote a list of agencies down that I really wanted to get signed to. And then the one I wrote ideal down, I never applied to it. But during my Miss Namibia journey, they DM'd me and said, listen, girl, we see what you're doing and we would love to sign you.
You cannot make this stuff up.
I can't make
you
it
can't.
Up.
But really you know what? Can't. It says, and the Lord says, or the Lord answered me, write the vision down and make it plain on tablets so he may run who reads it. For still the vision awaits its appointed time. mm-hmm. all the way to the end.
Absolutely. And that
is Habakkuk 2:2-3.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, you know, I live by that scripture.
Yeah, yeah.
I really do. And it really had to not happen then. Because my prayer that night, I remember in 2019, was, God, give me what I'm ready for and what I deserve at the time. Mm. And I got exactly that. Mm. And for this time around, when I came back, I said, Lord, I need the crown. I want to win the crown because I'm returning to serve.
Yeah.
There's a lot that I've learned as a person living in Namibia and also living globally. Mm. I've learned a lot within our industry. As NSK was saying, like, this is my 10th year of being an international model. So it's like, I've worked and I've experienced, and having the platform of Miss Namibia will give me a broader access to really reach the people that need to hear my voice and hear my story.
Mm.
And for me to live out my purpose and show that it's possible for a Namibian child that comes from a village can really make it in the world.
Mm.
Shekwan, I need your permission.
Go ahead.
Mm. Thank you.
Yeah.
She is in her 10th year of fighting for what she believes in. 10 years. And then these kids and people come, and then they 2 minutes in the industry or 2 minutes of applying, and then it's like, I deserve it, and I should have it.
Mm-hmm.
You've been Zulaying for 10 years.
Yeah.
Zula is the right word.
I'm actually very curious to know.
Oh my word.
That's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think also what NSK is saying is the fact that a lot of people come onto the scene as if, like, I'm old and you need me.
Mm.
Not understanding that there's so much groundwork and that you need a tribe to be with you. We'll talk about that, and obviously people that have walked the journey with you.
Mm.
But I want to know about some of the struggles that we don't know, right? The struggles that you faced, you know, struggling probably with your mental health, your mindset not being right, being in a foreign country. How did you navigate those spaces? Because I think it's not easy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Especially not having home. Like, yes, you can call your people, but they're not close to you.
Yeah.
You know, so how did you navigate those spaces, and what are the struggles that we don't see, even on Instagram, as we follow your journey?
Mental health is a big part of just pursuing your dreams, because it's a constant mental battle you have to fight with yourself every single day to say, gotcha, I can do it. But it's not all the days that I feel capable and I feel willing to fight for my dreams. Sometimes I'm just like, let me get my 8 to 5. I mean, I've studied, I have my degree, so I can apply for a job.
You heard that, right? Baby girl said, Lace, that I got receipts. Don't play with me. I'm here for it.
Literally. So they always feels like there is an easier route out. And I remember before I went to Milan, I was so excited in 2023, right? When I went back to Cape Town, I was like, listen, I want to go to Europe and I want to explore my modeling capabilities in Europe. But mentally, I was not prepared for that trip. But I made the promise to myself that I'll push through. And I remember just before I went, winter is usually a very difficult season for me mentally. It's the cold. I don't like it. I'm a winter baby, but I don't like the cold. And I really just want to, like, be in a cocoon and feel safe.
Hibernate.
But then I had to really push myself. Firstly, I was doing I was writing my exams at the time. I was based in Cape Town then, so I was writing my exams. I had to travel daily an hour to go write my exams. It was just a whole mission. And then I also had to prepare myself now to go to Milan. And I did not have the funds, right? But I just had to figure it out. I remember going to Milan with $1,000 in my bank account. And I was crying my whole way on that plane ride. I'm like, yo, guys, why did I not just give up? Why did I just not stay? You know, or just tell my agency, no, I'll go the next season. But I just had to go. And I remember wearing my Kwekas t-shirt. So Kwekas is in Valgras. And it's the little settlement that I'm from or where I grew up in. I wore my Kwekas t-shirt and I took a picture in the Milan airport. And I was like, okay, from all the way from Kwekas, I'm here in Milan. And I'm here to pursue my dreams. So I just have to be strong. So what carries me through those mental breakdowns and moments is prayer. prayer and journaling really carries me through, and just speaking to myself. I need to stop listening to myself at some point and speak to myself, because mentally it gets difficult. Mm,
it's like the voices, yeah. the voices really loud.
There's a song, Voices in My Head.
Yeah.
I mean, we all go through mental battles or even on a daily basis, but it's very important for one to speak to yourself, and for also to just listen to motivational things. Sometimes you just need to shut yourself down and overflow with positivity. And that's really what carried me through. My first month in Milan was difficult, adapting to the cold. I'm used to our sunny weather.
Yeah.
But after a while, I had to talk to myself and be like, okay, girl, you are here now. Get over it. Now you need to fight. You are in a world where there are models, so many models. Like, I used to stand in queues for 4 or 5 hours in the cold, because the elevators are modelo was in Milan.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's Milan.
Milan. So I was like, listen, you're in Milan. Come on, girl. Like, get it together. And I'm very fortunate that I was able to break myself out of that, and I was able to work, because it's very easy for a model to travel the world and not work, right? You'll just be going to castings and you're not making any money. Yeah. That can be a loophole you fall into, especially when you're stepping into new markets, because you have to every time reintroduce yourself to a new market. So when I was struggling a bit mentally, I wasn't showing up as my best self. But when I overcame that, I was able to work and connect and, you know, find the perfect agency. Oh, I had the perfect agency, but like find the perfect clients that I could work with. So mentally, it's I also realized and accepted that it's a reoccurring thing. And there's some months in the year and some seasons that I know will be more difficult. So I preempt them. Yeah. I go to therapy. Like this year, I was like, Jaisal, many crazy. And I went to therapy before I entered Miss Namibia during my journey. And I have a mentor, Sarah is here, always by my side. And just having someone to talk to and offload to, It really helps. Yeah. It really helps to stay sane.
Before we go on a quick break, I want to ask you real quick, because you see, with the work type of work that we do, with the type of industry that we're in, our traditional parents and family does not necessarily get it, right?
They think it's just vibes.
It's vibes, you know. Questi come sta a stop cow, you know, meaning tedikembo come sta stop. She just, you know, and you said you even had to drop your social work, but you know, and the studies thereof. Does the family get it now? Do they understand it now?
They do. I mean, my mom. One thing about my mom. She doesn't always get it. She doesn't always understand it, but she always supports it. I think that's what makes me so brave. That's what makes me so brave and feel like I'm capable, because she always supports me.
Yeah.
And the one thing, like me saying that I'm a stubborn dreamer, it's not just for vibes. It's just not a quote that came up. It's genuinely because I'm stubborn about my dreams. And when I want to pursue and achieve something, I'm like, my mind is made up. It's either you get on the train or you are left behind.
You fall out.
Yeah, you fall out. Like, I mean, my mom, we have our turfs. We have our disagreements in terms of what I want to do and the path I want to follow.
Of course, naturally.
Naturally. Even when I first decided to go to Cape Town, my mom was very against it. But I showed her that I really want to do this. And I really pushed myself. I brought my foot forward for her to meet me halfway. I didn't just say, oh, no, my mom didn't want, so I left. No. But she supports me. Even now, she's basically my manager. She's planning everything.
Except
she makes sure I'm where. She's the girl. She gets it. She gets it. And she really supports. That's her whole thing. She's like, whatever I want to do, is she thinks it's right, right? If it makes sense to the global world, or if I'm able to show and prove to her that it does, then she supports it.
I think there's two words that we can take into going into our second part of this conversation. As you get ready for work, as you head to work, is stubborn dreamer.
Be stubborn about your dreams.
Think about it. 7:36. Stick around. We'll be back in a bit.
Fresh FM, named one of Namibia's top 3 most admired media brands by Brand Africa 2025. But still, number one in vibes.
That's right. This is where it's at. Namibia's Heart and Soul with the NSK and Shaquan. Thank you so much for choosing us. It's 7:41. The Queen, her royalty, her Royal Highness
Miss in studio. Universe 2025. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
We receive it. Mm-hmm. We receive it for you.
I'm so happy that you mentioned that, Shaquan. You know, Shaquan, I'm very competitive, bro. And obviously with you know, well documented.
Look at Johanna being so gracious about it.
That was it.
See, exactly. So was it Johanna? Mm-hmm. Miss Universe, right? It's something that has eluded us, yo. And we've been so close, so many. But 3 or 4 times, we were so close.
I think the last time was Jamila.
Yeah. It's Jamila.
Yes, yes, yes. Top 16.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's something that is eluding us. That pressure, do you feel it? Do you acknowledge it? And do you want to win this damn thing once and for all?
Listen, I want to win the whole thing.
That's
come
it.
On.
The that's whole it. Thing.
We're not playing small here.
I mean, Miss Universe has been on my bucket list.
Yeah.
And it's something that I really wanted to do for my country. That's one of the main reasons I returned. Mm-hmm. Because my social service or my social project is something that I can always do without the title of Miss Namibia. And it's something that I started doing without the title of Miss Namibia.
Yeah.
But my dream was always to represent Namibia on a global stage. And no other pageant but Miss Universe makes sense to me. And before I entered Miss Namibia, I already marked down on my calendar when Miss Universe is taking place. So usually I'm taking part in Fashion Week, but this year I didn't audition or think about it because I know during the time of Fashion Week I need to be in in Thailand already. So it's something that I already set my mind to, that I am going to do and put my best foot forward in and really represent Namibia as a whole, not just the Nama girl that I so proudly stand as, but Namibia, because I am a Namibian child.
I really want to talk about just generational blessings, right? You won a brand new house. Say, oh, see, Johanna. No,
seven colors.
What does that mean for you and your family?
It means,
and it's the first time ever that Miss Namibia organization is handing over a house. What does that mean for you and your family?
It's such a big blessing. I was raised, or I am raised, by a single mother, and I saw how my mom struggled to buy a house as someone that has been working for many years. And I know how much it means to own a home, to have a title deed, just as a Namibian.
Yeah.
And young Namibian, for that matter, because of all the housing prices, even rent is so expensive.
Please, we are fighting for our lives.
But you
almost can't relate anymore.
I don't want to say it, but
it's a safe space.
I didn't want to put it like that, but it's really a great opportunity for me to be empowered. So I'm able to empower more Namibians and inspire more Namibians to take part in platforms such as Miss Namibia. I mean, Miss Namibia has grown so much over the years, and I have been a part of that growth, and I'm so proud to say that. And I'm grateful to NHE for coming on board. It's a great initiative, the first in Africa. I mean, even Miss SA gets the apartment for the year and gives it back.
So
on the continent.
We are trailblazers. We are trendsetters as Namibians. So for me to be the first beneficiary, I feel honored, truly honored to be in this position of power, in a position of leadership, a position of privilege that I do not take lightly. And just being an owner, I mean, homeowner, I'm lost for words. Because it's really, as an African child, as a 28-year-old, it's a privilege that I don't take lightly, as I mentioned. And I'm just grateful, and I'm looking forward to growing as a Namibian woman with that honor.
That's so beautiful to hear. We're really happy for you, Johanna. There's one more small surprise that we have for you. A beautiful, beautiful surprise. So this gentleman says that he loves you inside out. He loves you for who you are. And as a gentleman in your life, he is extremely happy for you. Abudi Krasman.
Yes, yes.
Who legged Buddha? Like, man, listen, you froze, so, bro. Talk to your woman. We're giving you the platform to shower your woman with some praise.
No. Thanks, man, guys. First of all, I just want to say thanks for having my beautiful lady in studio. My phone main, Makufaniki, all the way from Falkrat. Baby, I'm so proud of you. Take an excellent day for you that I can oppose smile. Net on for you to see any princess, any crew, but she is my queen, my heart's last point. So I'm going to let you say of life on air that I can live for you. I can know if you uphold live me. And yes, me.
Aww. So what do you think of your man, Joanna?
Shock of my life.
What do you mean?
Where did we find him? When did he become...
Wait, she looks very confused. What is going on?
Why do you look confused?
Because I am. I genuinely am.
But
like, you don't have a man, or...
I'm single as a Pringle.
Girl.
No, wait.
I would not lie on you.
Guys, the mics are on.
The mics are on. I'm live. And my audience can see the reaction. I'm shocked.
But the guy's phone.
Ngakufan is a song. Edo.
Chris, man.
Edo, Chris.
Madisa.
Edo.
I will not on, like, I thought we are open of a relationship. I'm a this one on.
So these are the things that happen when you get to these platforms. I'm shocked.
Wait a minute.
I'm genuinely shocked.
Wait, so you don't know Chris? You're not joking or anything?
I don't know
Chris. No, I'm not.
Mentor, do you know that? Do you know Chris? Mentor also doesn't know him. It's a killer. What is going on?
No, Chris, just pass our phones over.
No. Should I send the pictures?
Please do.
Should I send the messages that Steven shared this morning with me?
Please do. Please.
Bye, Joanna. Don't be denying your man on air now.
Why would I do such a thing?
Khuro.
Please send the...
It's a Khuro Mismal
receipts.
He's even calling her Khuro.
We're just playing with
each other. We're just joking.
We're just playing with you. Tyshawn is a very loyal listener of ours.
We need to let you go. Thank you so much, Tyshawn. We love you. We appreciate you. We wish you nothing but the best. And as a belief, the OC, when you win Miss Universe, don't forget about us, man. As a belief.
All right, cool. Let's leave it at that. That's Joanna's one, right, boy. Bye-bye. She's our Miss Namibia. Let's leave it at that. 7:48, that's your time.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.